getting set for a start here in the 2011 ATT titles, brought to you by Stable Karting. And we should see the midgets out on the track very shortly. It's going to be a great day's racing, beautiful day here in the nation's capital. We hope you enjoy your weekend and look forward to seeing you back here very soon for more racing at the Canberra Kartway. So midgets heading out onto the circuit. We'll give you the full rundown of the grid very shortly. As the midgets out on the track. Great day here at Canberra. Looking at the grid as they line up now for the pre-final. Thomas Sargent in the 47 off the pole. Lewis Hodgson in the 30. Lucas Littenberger in the 59. Jaden Balding in the 16. Taylor Harness, Josh Haynes, Cameron Ward and Rios Venezuela as they under racing conditions now into turn number one. And it's Thomas Sargent who leads the way. Sargent through the S's and opening up a handy buffer at the front of the field. So Sargent at the front of the field, then a great battle going on for second as they head up the back straight for the first time. Around the top of the circuit now, and a change for second position has just taken place. Balding, Littenberger all battling there with Hodgson as leader. Thomas Sargent checks out at the front of the field. So Sargent now has Balding in second place, then it's back to Hodgson. Hodgson up the inside of Balding, very close, lucky not to have a touch that time. As those two are in second and third positions, really mixing it up. At a great battle it is at the front of the, well, for second and third, and now jumping into the battle is Lucas Littenberger. Littenberger around the top of the circuit, just goes to the outside now, trying to make the pass. Not able to do so, but still in good position to pounce. Two laps down across the line. Race leader Sargent, Hodgson back up into second position. Balden, Littenberger, Harness, Haynes, Ward and Venezuela rounds out the running order. So Sargent already opening up his advantage at the front of the field to 2.7 seconds. He is running away with this one at the front of the field. Sargent, who won all three heat races yesterday, putting in a dominant performance. Hodgson in second place. Balding just falling off the back of his card at the moment. As Hodgson started with a third in heat one yesterday, but has come back with two second place finishes in the next two heats. And now sits in second in the pre-final as we get set for some great racing action. 13 classes in all, and it should be a great day for racing here at the Canberra Kartway. For Lucas Littenberger, who started off position 3, had a DNF in heat number 2, or did not start in fact in heat number 2. Second in Heat 1 and a third in Heat 2 got him the points. But is 14 points back on Thomas Sargent, who leads the race quite comfortably now. Thomas Sargent out to a 3.2 second advantage. Balding closing in again on Lewis Hodgson. Littenberger half a second back from Balding. Haynes, Ward, Harness and Venezuela rounding out the field. Leader heads through the pit turn. Okay. Thomas still holding a 2.7 second advantage over Hodgson. Boulding holding sway back a further 0.8 of a second. So he lost 0.1 of a second on that last lap, and it does look like Littenberger is now starting to really press his point. And Littenberger now going to battle full on for third position. So the 16 of Boulding and the 59 of Littenberger is really starting to mix it up as Littenberger goes to the inside of Boulding. No, pulls back into line. Boulding holding a good line into the S's now. He just ran a little bit wide getting into the right-hander, but seems to have maintained his momentum there and pulled about a half a card length advantage. As they head up the back straight, though, Littenberger really gets the power down well and makes the move up the inside to third place. Boulding makes the switch back and takes third back immediately. Oh, a spin there for Valenzuela, who goes a lap down. So Valenzuela in the 58 car, one lap down, as Hodgson gets past him. Now, this will be interesting, the battle for third. As Hodgson runs wide and Valenzuela goes back past the second placeman. So that's going to bulk up Hodgson, back him up quite noticeably. And we've got a battle for second once again, as now Hodgson has got Boulding and also Littenbergen right on his back bumper. Race leader Thomas Sargent got a dream run through the traffic, although it was a hairy moment as Valenzuela was getting his car back up to speed. Hodgson, Boulding, Littenberger, still that running order. But Hodgson now right in the midst of the battle after being caught behind Valenzuela through the S's that time. Hodgson gets a good run out of the S's and gets himself some breathing room. So Sergeant, Hodgson, Boulding, Littenberger, Hayes, Ward, Harness, and Valenzuela is one lap down. Across the line to complete lap number 9 is Thomas Sargent. Jaden Boulding yesterday had a disappointing start to his meeting with a 7th place finish. He rebounded, gaining a 3rd and 4th place finishes. He was tied on points with Lucas Littenberger, but Littenberger, who had had that second place, had got the inside starting position on the countback. So now they are racing for starting positions in the final. Thomas Sargent at the front of the field, dominating here. With 2 laps left to run, he's out to a 5-second gap. As he crosses the line once again, that gap will be extended even further. Lewis Hodgson across the line in second position, still 5.5 seconds behind. Then this battle for third between Boulding and Littenberger. Right nose to tail now. And Littenberger gets the better run through the right-hander of the S's. He's got some momentum now. Boulding caught in the middle of the circuit, just trying to keep his options open there as he runs up the back straight towards the inside that time. And Littenberger around the outside completes the pass before the top turns. Race leader comes down to the white flag. Last lap board is out. Hodgson through the pit turn as well, cleanly, and he starts his final circuit. Now it's Littenberger who's made the jump and got himself up into third position and got a bit of breathing space, almost 0.5 of a second ahead of half Jaden Boulding. Josh Haynes, Cameron Ward still battling it out there further back with Taylor Harness. And Rios Valenzuela is back there in 8th position doing a good job. Leader heading towards the checkered flag now. And Thomas Sargent gets himself the win in the pre-final. He'll be looking to continue that perfect run towards the final. Hodgson comes across the line in the 30 card in 2nd position. Then it's Lucas Littenberger. Great run for him. Back up into 3rd. Jaden Boulding in 4th. Harness will come home in... Josh Haynes, the P-plater, comes home in 5th position. A great run by him. Then it's Cameron Ward in 6th. Harness in 7th position. And then it's Valenzuela, home in eighth. Great start to the racing here in the ACT titles pre-finals. Junior National Heavy is up on the grid next. This is the ACT titles brought to you by Stable Karting.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses. They're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
We're underway in racing here in Junior National Heavy as they all get single file quickly now, working their way on to the back straight. It's Chris Anthony who gets the jump over Michael Potter as they work their way up the back straight for the first time. So Anthony, who started in second position on 8 points ahead of Potter, who had clean sweep the heat races yesterday. So Potter with some work to do as they come through to complete lap number one. Anthony, Potter in the 18. Giscard gives Anthony a good tap up the back that time. And it's returned in kind as Anthony just gives him a tap back to go through into the S's. So a physical start. Anthony just gave him a bit of a wave. Oh, gee, I'm sorry I just pushed you out the way. I'm sure you were just as sorry when you did to me. Great racing here in Junior National Heavy. They're only on their second lap. And Potter now makes the pass cleanly to go up into the lead of the race. So Michael Potter out in front from Chris Anthony. Then we have back there in third position, not letting the front two get away at all, is Michael Salah. Salah in the 78 finished third on three occasions yesterday. Whilst Anthony finished second in heat 1 and 3 and fourth in heat number 2. So not much between the two runners at the second and third positions currently, although Potter is starting to get a little bit of breathing room at the front of the field. Our race leader heads across the line to click off lap number 3. He leads by 0.3 of a second between Anthony and Salah. Salah, just 0.2 of a second back. Then you go to Corey Donnelly, Nicholas Littenberger, Brody Duncan-Lunn, and Tori Amos rounds out the running order here in the pre-final of Junior National Heavy. So as the leaders head down the hill towards the pit turn, still no one really in contention to battle for position as Potter comes across the line as your race leader. Then it's back to the 21 of Chris Anthony. Anthony just pushing hard but not able to find a chink in Potter's armour here since that first and second laps where they were mixing it up for that front position. Salah sitting back there comfortably in third spot. No pressure on him from behind as Donnelly is sitting a further 2.3 seconds back off that lead group. Brody Duncan-Lund also further back, but Tori Amos starting to give him some hurry up now. As up the inside, Salah makes the move, going into Revolution Race Gear, turn number one. Salah makes the dive inside and completes the pass. So Stella now up into second position. Anthony shuffled back to third. And Anthony has some work on his hands with 7 laps remaining. Your race leader is kart number 18, Michael Potter. He leads the way after dominating Saturday's heat racing. He is now well out in front by over half a second as he comes through the pit turn once again and across the start finish line. Well out in front is the 18 kart of Potter. Sella consolidates his position in second. Then it's Anthony who sits back there in third. Nothing between second and third as Anthony ranges up onto the back bumper. You couldn't fit a cigarette paper between second and third as they head up the back straight that time. As race leader Michael Potter is taking the advantage with second and third battling it out. Donnelly, Littenberger, Duncan Lunn and Ames round out the running order here as we have passed halfway. 7 laps now completed, with 5 laps left to run, and Anthony dives up the inside and gets the spot back from Michael Sella in the 78 car. So Anthony back into second position, Sella in third, Donnelly is back 5.3 seconds behind the race leader, Michael Potter. Another 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds back is Nicholas Littenberger. Then it's Duncan Lund and Ames who are still trying to battle it out for that sixth position. Anthony still holding off Sella for the battle for second. As Ames at the back of the field now really starting to put the pressure on Brody Duncan Lund within a cart length. And they seem to be closing in on Nicholas Littenberger. So Littenberger now working up the back straight, but starting to get some pressure applied to him. Lap number 9 about to go into the book, and Michael Potter over a second and a half ahead of Chris Anthony. Sella just sitting back in his wheel tracks, not trying to pressure too much going into the first turn of the track, the Revolution Race Gear turn number 1. But does range up on him through the S's that time, which costs him because he caught him right in the middle of the right-hander. And on exit, Anthony was able to get a better jump, and he pulled out about a cart length, with Sellers having trouble pulling back in now as they head back down the pit straight, into the pit turn, and towards 2 laps remaining. So Michael Potter, your race leader, completes 10 of 12 laps. He's 1.5 seconds clear of Chris Anthony. Sella, much better run into the S's that time. And on exit, he's going to close up on Anthony. As the 27 cart now, Brody Duncan Lund, off the circuit. So that means Tori Amos now is chasing down the 59 cart of Nicholas Littenberger. So Littenberger, with the pressure from the 9 of Amos, who's trying to grab some more spots here for a better starting position in the pre-final. Tori Amos had a DNF in heat number 1, which cost her dearly in the points race. The only DNF of the junior national competition so far, certainly through the heats, as Brody Duncan Lund now becomes the second. Leaders on their final lap, as Michael Potter heads around the top of the circuit. Can Ames make this pass on the final lap? She's making her move up the back straight as our race leader comes through the pit turn for the final time. And Michael Potter gets the checkered flag and takes the victory. Anthony home in second, Sella in third, Dunley's home in fourth, and now this battle coming to the checkered flag. It looks like Littenberger has got it held on for fifth place, Ames in sixth, and Duncan Lund home in seventh position. Some great battles there throughout junior national heavy competition. Clubman Light is up next here at the Stable Karting 2011 ACT titles.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday's Blow on 0418 964 378. Bio used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaner. Conte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land. Their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford or the freshwick.au Club, Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Already underway and racing here in Clubman Light, the pre-final with Samantha Miller out in front. Mitchell Cloak not letting her get too far away, just a half a kart length back. Liam Heaton, Mitchell Gattenby, Samantha Simpson and Kelly Simpson round out the running order as they have completed two laps already. Race leader is Samantha Miller, who won heat number 3, started out of position number 2 in the pre-final, behind Mitchell Cloak. Mitchell Cloak with 2 wins and a second in yesterday's heats, now finds himself right back there in second position as Miller opens up the gap. So, Sam Miller, your race leader by 0.4 of a second. Mitchell Gattenby is behind Mitchell Cloak, 2 seconds back. Liam Heaton then back 0.82, 1 of a second behind Gattenby. Sam Simpson a further 0.4 of a second back, and Kelly Simpson half a second back behind Sam. So as the leaders come across the line, Miller still holding a half a second over Cloak. Then it's back to Gattenby, Liam Heaton, Sam Simpson and Kelly Simpson. So no real change in the running order. They're all starting to get themselves spread out around the circuit. Looks like Sam Simpson might be closing in a little bit on Liam Heaton. But at this stage, We're not going to see too many changes in position as Sam Miller is just throwing this card around, really getting it sideways into Revolution Race Gear turn number one and holding that pace right the way through as she heads up the back straight in a good position. Race leader is still Sam Miller from Mitchell Croke. Croke in the Piper card. Gattenby in third, just trying to hold on to that position, not get too far back behind. The race leader, Sam Miller. So Sam Miller from the Oakley Club in Victoria, leading the way from Mitchell Cloak, who's part of the Combined Districts Kart Club. Combined Districts operating out of Lithgow. Mitchell Gattenby, one of the four, the best of the four so far from that Sapphire Kart Club. As the leaders head back into the pit turn once again with seven laps remaining. We're approaching half race distance. And the race leader is still Sam Miller. So Miller, Croke, Gattenby, Heaton, Sam Simpson, Kelly Simpson, the running order, and quite a mixture of carts there. The Tony Kart leading the way from two Arrow Karts by Crook and Gattenby, then the Intrepid, the Monaco and Swiss Hutless. The kart types out on the circuit, all running the Yamaha 100J engine. This engine now at least 20 years of karting to its pedigree. At one stage it was the largest class, but over the years more and more classes coming into the sport of karting has seen the clubmen, certainly in this area, starting to wane as the Rotaxes and in other parts of Australia the Tag and the more internationally recognised engines coming to the fore once again. So Miller leading by 2.5 seconds now, the Victorian leading a whole gaggle of New South Welshmen. Mitchell Croke holds a 3 second advantage over Mitchell Gattenby. Then it's back to Liam Heaton, Sam Simpson and Kelly Simpson, rounding out the six runners here in Clubman Light as we have four laps remaining. And Samantha Miller well out in front. Sam Miller, Mitchell Croke, Mitchell Gattenby, Liam Heaton, Sam Simpson and Kelly Simpson, the running order as I mentioned already. Some great racing here from all of the drivers, just keeping it clean, knocking out some reasonable laps too. The best lap of the day goes to Sam Miller with a 33.524. Her best, her last lap a 33.8, but still keeping that pace quite competitive. For Mitchell Croke, his best is a 33.8. And Croke with a 33.999, his last lap, just a tenth of a second, so he's losing ground to the leader on every lap. Gattenby's best was a 33.8, but he's now in the 34s with Liam Heaton, Sam Simpson and Kelly Simpson, all 34.7s, their best laps. Race leader working away up the back straight, a big lead for kart 53, Samantha Miller, as she comes towards the white flag and to commence her final lap. The ACT titles proudly brought to you by Stable Karting. And we like to thank the great support we receive from all the Canberra Kart Racing 2011 partners, which include Universal Constructions, Universal Trusses, Ruiz Construction, Biozoom, Yass Fireworks Supplies, Grand Prix Karting, just to name a few. As the leader now heads down the pit straight for the final time, Samantha Miller has dominated the final. After starting out of position at number two, Samantha Miller takes the victory. Mitchell Croke comes home in second. Mitchell Gattenby will drive it home in third. Liam Heaton a ways back in fourth position, whilst Kelly and Sam Simpson are starting to battle it out into the final turns here. A race for fifth position at the line. It's the 25 of Sam Simpson who gets home in fifth. Sixth place will be Kelly Simpson. A good run there here in Clubman Light. Clubman Heavy's up next. Might remind you that we've got a big race meeting coming up on Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July at the Grenfell Kart Club. It is the 7th round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship, as well as the Bob Hine Memorial, along with the Festival of the Kids. The classes, there'll be midgets, including, if enough P-plated midgets enter, a separate race for the midgets, P-platers, then Junior National Light and Heavy, Junior Clubman, Senior National Light and Heavy, Senior National Super Heavy, Clubman Light and Heavy, Clubman Super Heavy, Tag Restricted Light and Heavy, Rotax Light and Heavy, Rotax Super Heavy, and Open Performance. It also is an opportunity here. If you enter the closed state titles, you can race at the Bob Hine Memorial for 50% off your race entry. Plus, you'll get free track usage and free camping in the week leading up to the closed state titles. A great offer there from the Grenfell Kart Club. Midgets can race at the closest thing to a closed state title at the Bob Hine Memorial. So come and race in full fields of karts and challenges for, some great prizes are up for grabs. It's the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids, Saturday the 2nd and Sunday the 3rd of July. Away and racing in Clubman Heavy's pre-final. One kart has withdrawn, that's Tony Anthony Jr. So Tony Anthony Jr. out of this pre-final, which means that Michael Hazelton and Ian Crawford, who start on the front row, Crawford getting the jump off the start and leading them across the line, but Michael Hazelton has been dominant right throughout this Clubman Heavy event so far. Yesterday, three wins. Oh, a spin here. The 11 card going around. That's Colin Pitt. So Colin Pitt will receive a DNF. That is a disappointment for the number 11 card, leaving us with only three runners left in the race. Hazelton, Crawford and Andrew Hemphill. I haven't spoken about Andrew Hemphill, but he's had troubles right throughout this last weekend of racing with two DNFs. In fact, Michael Hazelton, the only one out there with a perfect finishing record. In fact, Hazelton, the only finisher of Heat 2. So he has really dominated this class from start to finish. Hazelton, your race leader now, from Ian Crawford by half a second, that gap. Then it's Andrew Hemphill, who is 2.5 seconds back off the leader. So with 12 laps left to run, Hazelton out in front. Hazelton across the start-finish line now as your race leader. The CRG race driver. I'm getting a message here. Is okay, Michael Hazelton, as I was mentioning, driving the CRG, but part of the CIG team, or previously was part of the CIG team. So plenty of pedigree there from Hazleton. He's out there in front at the moment, leading the way. With 11 laps remaining, it's Hazleton from Crawford and Hemphill. So Crawford in the four cart. As I mentioned, a DNF in heat number two. And then 2 second places, so he's not been able to match it with Hazleton throughout the running. Andrew Hemphill, a third place in heat one, and then DNFs in the following two heats. Have not been a good way to get himself into this pre-final. But he's looking to turn it all around today as the 51 cart running in third position. Now, Tony Anthony has withdrawn from all four races so far this weekend, so I'm figuring there's a terminal problem with the 27 cart. No, he's hurt his arm. Okay, so in qualifying, Tony Anthony had an incident that damaged his arm, unfortunately, when he was lifting the cart off the circuit, and that's why he's been a non-starter throughout the rest of the weekend. That's a great shame for Tony Anthony, who would have been looking forward to the challenge that Michael Hazleton has laid down. He's 0.6 of a second ahead of Ian Crawford in the forecart and 4.7 seconds ahead of Andrew Hemphill, with 8 laps remaining here as the leaders come across the line to complete lap number 7. Race leader, Michael Hazleton. All right, just getting a correction there. Marinello Shazzy for Michael Hazleton. Race leader, Michael Hazleton now. Across the start finish line, 7 laps remaining. Crawford and Hemphill. Crawford still just cannot find the pace he needs to be able to match it with Hazleton. He's now dropped to 0.8 of a second behind the leader as the laps counting down here. There'll be 6 laps remaining next time by. This is the ACT titles brought to you by Stable Karting. As across the line, Hazleton continues his advantage at the front of the field. Now over a second. Hazleton from Crawford and Hemphill. Crawford in the arrow cart. Hemphill back there in that 51 cart, still circulating, trying to get a good finish here. And perhaps lay it all out there in the final later today. Best lap of the race so far is a 34.490 as Hazleton comes across the line in a 34.622. Crawford's best lap, a 34.618. And Hemphill's a 35.153. So you can see the disparity there in the best lap times of all our three runners out on the circuit. Talking about a disparity of times, it was noticeable last night at the Spanish Grand Prix with Mark Webber getting the pole position over his teammate Sebastian Vettel by 0.2 of a second. Vettel, 0.7 of a second ahead of Lewis Hamilton. And then Fernando Alonso, you would have thought he had won the Spanish Grand Prix the way he was celebrating after he was able to split the McLaren Mercedes, getting ahead of Jenson Button in fourth position. So it's going to be an interesting race out in Spain tonight. Mark, of course, winning in Spain last year from the pole. The last 10 races at the Circuit de Catalunya have all been won by the pole sitter. So hopefully Mark can turn around some disappointing starts to get himself a victory in Spain tonight. And hopefully I haven't put the mockers on him by saying that. But in other Canberra Kart Racing Club related news, another former member of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, Matthew Hart, has been competing in the National Formula Ford Championship at Winton yesterday. Had a solid performance in fifth position, rounding out the field. Was in fifth position in a strong field. It was Matthew Brabham who took his first ever national victory in Formula Ford. And our own Matthew Hart finishing back there in fifth place. He was right behind his teammate, or one of his teammates. He was ahead of another. But it was Synergy who were a little bit behind the eight ball, the Sonic Karts. The top four positions, in fact, the top three positions were Sonic prepared karts, and then it was the three Synergy Formula Fords in the next three positions. Matthew Hart finishing in fifth. He'll have more racing today, so we wish Matthew all the best in his challenge for the Australian Formula Ford crown. On the final lap now, and coming towards the checkered flag, Michael Hazelton will take the victory. Hazelton across the line to secure pole position in the final. Ian Crawford just rolling across the line there, not sure why, but Andrew Hemphill will come home in third. Colin Pitt, a DNF after a spin early on in the pre-final. Junior National Light up next here at the Stable Karting ACT titles of 2011.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. 17-299-175. Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
No start for Junior National Light. They're sending them back to the pits as a number of format laps have been . So, the drivers in Junior National Light, they'll have to wait a couple of races now until they get put back out. So, I'm sure the Chief Steward and Clerk of the Course will be having words with the front row, which was Josh Buggy and Brody Tilbrook, about their speed towards the start-finish line. So that'll bring Restricted Sportsman to the grid. So Restricted Sportsman about to head out onto the circuit as the Junior National Lights about to get a stern talking to, I can assure you.
Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
In a Restricted Sportsman underway, and they make their way into turn one around the outside. It's Ethan Doughton. Doughton in the 95 card gets the hole shot and makes his run ahead of Scott Nielsen. McCoy, Hampson, Fisher, McCabe, Matthew Fisher, Sarah Kelly, Jason Bors, Billy Scrooge, and Daniel Hoffman. Oh, sorry, Hoffman has withdrawn. I missed that one there. Seguris in the 92 P card. Working his way up onto the back now of Jason Bors and also Sarah Kelly, whilst the leader is Ethan Doughton, who started out of position number two. Now, Scott Nielsen had won the first two heats of the day. Stephen Hampson winning heat number three. Look for him in the 38 cart to start working his way forward. He's in the go-hosting cart, running currently in fourth position. Doughton trying to make every post a winner after he had a second and two third place finishes in Saturday's heat races. They work their way up the back straight now. Around the top of the circuit, Doughton has got a handy buffer of half a second ahead of Scott Nielsen, where McCoy and Hampson are battling it out further back in the field. So McCoy working on the back of the 12 cart. That is Scott Nielsen, who sits in second position. Then it's Hampson. Fisher is back in the 76 cart. McCabe is in the 6 cart. Then it's Matthew Fisher in the 41. The 14 is Sarah Kelly. The 96 is Jason Bors. And the 92P is Billy Seguris. Doughton across the start finish line. Your race leader maintaining his advantage at the front of the field. McCoy staying with him. Looks like the 41 might be in trouble there, Matthew Fisher. Not sure if he's going to complete this run. He's trying his best to keep that cart running. But does seem like he is down on power as he heads up the back straight once again. So, Restricted Sportsman, heat number one. Race leader is still the North Shore Karting Club driver of Ethan Doughton in that 95 kart.
He's ahead of Scott Nielsen. McCoy now coming under plenty of pressure from Stephen Hampson, who looks to the inside as they head up the back straight. But the 38 card of Hampson not able to make the pass that time. They work their way down the pit straight. It's still very even between second and third as Nielsen now looks like he's starting to close in on the back of Downton in that 95 card. So Downton in those very bright red and yellow driving suit, the red and yellow cart of Downton leading the way. His last lap, his fastest so far, a 33.411, but the fastest on the circuit is Scott Nielsen. His best, a 33.301, and he is definitely closing in on your race leader. As they work through the S's now, Nielsen less than half a cart length between first and second. Now Hampson getting a great run on McCoy for the battle for third. He's got some momentum as they head up the back straight now. Can Hampson make a move on McCoy as he leans towards the inside of the track? Can't make the move into the top turns. But those two battles for first and for third really starting to hot up here as we have 7 laps remaining. So we're just over halfway in the pre-final of Restricted Sportsman. And it's Downton and Nielsen nose to tail at the front of the field. Then it's McCoy getting the real hurry up. He's getting pushed up over the rise by Stephen Hampson in that 38 card, who has got a better jump off the tighter corners than McCoy, but McCoy, being that little bit lighter, is able to use that advantage at the end of the straight and hold Hampson at bay. So our leaders, Downton and Nielsen, nose to tail. Downton, as I mentioned, yet to have a win in the Restricted Sportsman this weekend, but currently sits in the catbird seat at the front of the field with Nielsen all the work to do and just over 5 laps to be able to do it in. They'll complete the 2/3 race distance as they come across the line this time. Full rundown of the field. It's Ethan Downton, Scott Nielsen in second position. Then it's McCoy, who's withstood the challenge from Stephen Hampson. Brad Fisher comes across the line in 5th place. Then it's John McCabe in cart number 6, running in 6th position. Matthew Fisher, who seems to be struggling with his cart somewhat, is back there in 7th position. Sarah Kelly and Jason Bors are in 8th and 9th place. And then it's Billy Seguras, who is in 10th place, about to go a lap down to the leaders. Did a good job there, held his line and just signalled where he wanted the leaders to pass him, and didn't affect their run at the front of the field at all. Under 3.5 laps left to run now, as the leader is under all sorts of pressure. Nielsen to the inside of Downton, but can't pull off the pass into the top turns. But Nielsen now showing that he is getting impatient. He wants the lead. Downton still holding on to that spot. His best lap just has dropped down to a 33.272, still 0.02 of a second slower than Scott Nielsen's best lap of a 33.252. Nothing really between those front two runners. Then you go back to Hampson and McCoy, who are running in the 33.5s, their best, but currently, because they're mixing it up, they're running in a 34 seconds, as I think Hampson have made the pass for third position going into the top turn. So now Hampson, with just 2 laps remaining, has got a battle on his hands, but I think he's given away 6 seconds to the lead group, as they have had the advantage of getting track position whilst McCoy and Hampson battled for that third position. But the battle is still on at the front with just under 1.5 laps remaining. They head down the pit straight. It's Downton and Nielsen to receive the white flag, and the last lap board is out now. Downton and Nielsen with it all to do. Downton runs the ripple strip coming out of the S's. That will kill his terminal speed. So Nielsen is going to make the most of it. They're coming up onto the back of Jason Bors. So will a back marker prove to be a factor before the end of this run? Bors dives out the way that time. As the leader is Ethan Downton. He heads towards the checker flag. He will hold on and get his first win of the weekend. Ethan Downton holds on ahead of Scott Nielsen by just 0.1 of a second. Through in third is Hampson, who'll be looking now to try and make the most of that inside row start, or the inside line start off the second row. McCoy, Fisher, McKay, Matthew Fisher, Sarah Kelly, Jason Bors and Billy Seguras are both one lap down. Daniel Hoffman, as we said, had withdrawn from the event. But a very interesting pre-final here for Restricted Sportsman. Up next, it's Sportsman 125 Light here at the Stable Karting ACT titles.
Biozoom, offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablo on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners, and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175.
Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Away and racing here in Sportsman 125 Light. And it's a great start by Paul Hamilton off the outside of the front row, who's jumped Jeff Connell, who sits currently in second position. Then it's back to Jackson Delamont in the 48 kart. In fact, Connell's had a shocker of a start. He has fallen back to fourth place. That's Ben Cooper, who's up there battling it out for the front position. So Hamilton in the 14 kart leading the way as they head through the pit turn and across the finish line to complete lap number one. Hamilton, Cooper, Delamont, Connell, Scorgi, Cooley, Ames, Tchaikovsky and Townsend, the running order. As Hamilton. Working his way down the pit turn, has got the pressure being applied by Ben Cooper. Cooper in second position.
You're a lap behind in this race.
Cooper has got himself some breathing room between himself and Jackson Delamont, 0.4 of a second in fact, but Cooper is only 0.1 of a second behind Hamilton as they come across the line once again.
So the race leader, Hamilton, leading the way from Cooper. Now Delamont closing in on Cooper, who's got Connell sitting right there on his back bumper in fourth place. Race leader is Paul Hamilton after Jeff Connell got a terrible start and dropped back to fourth position. Hamilton made the most of it. Cooper off the outside of the second row was also able to capitalise. Delamont getting past Connell, who was the pole sitter, and Connell had to fall back into fourth position, which is where he runs now. Back then to Brendan Scorgi in the 53 cart. Robert Ames has been working his way forward after starting out of position at number 8. Then it's back to Matthew Cooley, Mark Townsend, Lizak Shikoski, rounding out the field. So Hamilton across the line again, opening his advantage to 0.2 of a second now, but it's Jackson Delamont and Jeff Connell who have really gotten with the program, and Delamont now making a lunge at Cooper as they go up over the rise and down into the dip. Race leader working his way around the top of the circuit. The battle is now definitely for second position, so Hamilton is able to pull away at the front of the field. That's giving him a great opportunity to make some breathing room whilst Cooper, Delamont and Connell mix it up for second place. They work their way through the S's once again, and this time it's Connell who gets the run. Delamont gave himself some room, but as they go through the dip, now Delamont is right on the back of the second place man in Ben Cooper. Still no one able to make a pass. Some great racing action here in Sportsman 125 Light. Across the line, it is Hamilton, Cooper, Delamont and Connell. As the race leaders work their way up over the rise, this time Delamont makes the switch and Cooper is off the racetrack. That's going to allow Connell almost certainly to make the pass. No, Cooper does enough to retain his spot. No, coming off the top turn, I think Connell will make his move now. And Connell has got himself up to third position as Delamont really surprised Cooper that time by making a good strong move going into the dip. And Cooper didn't want to back out of it, so he went across the grass and eventually lost that third position as well. Hamilton opens his gap to 0.6 of a second, and with the clean laps he's been able to knock off in the battle for second place going on behind him, it'll be interesting to see what Jackson Delamont can now do, because Delamont has been 0.1 of a second faster than Hamilton over the last few laps. Now Delamont on that first lap in second position, 0.2 of a second faster than Paul Hamilton at the front of the field. Last lap for Hamilton, a 31.8. The last lap from Delamont, a 31.6. Connell also in the 31.6 mark. Ben Cooper, of course, a 32.2, starting to really fall off the pace. Three laps remaining for your race leader, Paul Hamilton, who's coming under all sorts of pressure. Hamilton leading the way.
Mine says 10, yours says 11.
Hamilton across the line. Delamont in second. I can't find a way past Hamilton yet. Jeff Connell will be kicking himself.
So I'm unsure. Have they got 2 laps to go?
2 laps remaining now as Hamilton comes across the line. Hamilton, your race leader. Delamont in second, Connell in third, Cooper in fourth, Scorgi, Ames, Cooley, Townsend and Lisowski is the running order. As now, Paul Hamilton under plenty of pressure from Jackson Delamont. Delamont and Hamilton mixing it up at the top of the circuit. One lap remaining as Hamilton leads them to the white flag. Hamilton and Delamont. Then it's Connell sits back there in third position. Cooper's back there in fourth, but he's not in the battle anymore. It is the three who have dominated the racing this weekend, all out in front. Connell, who has won two out of the three heats. Hamilton leading. He's won one. And now Delamont, who wants to get his first win of the weekend, heading to the checkered flag. Hamilton has the advantage, and Paul Hamilton comes through the pit turn and to the checkered flag, your race winner. Delamont home in second. Third place to Jeff Connell. Ben Cooper in fourth. Scorgi in fifth. Then it's Ames, Cooley, Townsend and Shigoski. Great run there in the pre-final of the Sportsman 125 Lite. An interesting grid for sure in the final later this afternoon. It will be Junior National Lite up next in the stable karting 2011 Canberra Car and the ACT titles.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So as the Junior National Lights come back out, they've already had one attempt to get this racing underway. They've been sent back to the pits. Fortunately for Josh Buggy in the 20 kart, he did not get the wrath of the officials. It was Brody Tilbrook in the 6 kart who was scheduled to start out of position number 2, who was deemed to be the problem with the starts, and so Brody Tilbrook in the 6th kart now finds himself at the rear of the field. They come in and away and racing off the outside of the front row. Thomas Randall had a good start, but Buggy on the inside will lead them into turn number 1. That touch further back, and 3 karts caught in the incident, including Brody Tilbrook, who had to take evasive action. The 76 kart, or the 78 kart of Michael Salah, and also the 94 kart of Chris Cooper, all involved in that incident. So troubles there involving Brody Tilbrook, who is scheduled to start out of position number 2. Race leader Josh Buggy leads the way across the start finish line from Thomas Randall. Then it's Jamie Lee Scorgi, Angus Pulford, Jamie Luff, Thomas Mann, Brody Tilbrook, Sadler and Cooper. The good news is all drivers able to continue on after that incident. But Randall now, the man who's starting to put the pressure on Josh Buggy. Buggy won all 3 heat races yesterday in a strong performance. Randall, finished third in heats 1 and 3, second in heat number 2. He sits second now in the pre-final. Back then to the 18 of Jamie Lee Scorgi, who finished fifth in all three heats yesterday. Her consistency getting her fourth place starting position. Josh Buggy, a 36.187, just setting the fastest lap of the race so far. A 36.2 for Thomas Randall, the Oakley driver in the FA Kart. Josh Buggy in the top kart leading the way, but he is under serious pressure as they come through the S's from the FA Kart of Thomas Randall. Then it's back to the arrow of Jamie Lee Scorgi, then the Tony Kart of Angus Pulford. That's the three kart heading up the back straight as Buggy and Randall continue to battle it out at the front of the field. So Josh Buggy leading the way in the 20 kart, the 24 of Thomas Randall not giving him any breathing room. Then it's back to the 18 of Jamie Lee Scorgi. It looks like, in fact, Pulford has upgraded to the FA kart as well. And now Brody Tilbrook working his way back up through the field. Currently running in fifth position, but still has plenty of time with 7.5 laps remaining to make some more ground after he brought on himself a penalty, which saw him move to the rear of the field. So the battle at the front of the field still between Buggy and Randall. 0.1 of a second between those two drivers. And in fact, there is nothing between them. Less than a hundredth of a second between their best laps. And again, less than a hundredth of a second between their last two laps. So those drivers, very, very quick indeed. In fact, Randall, the faster of the two currently on the circuit. And as they hit half race distance, Buggy and Randall will be battling it out for the rest of the way, you feel. Scorgi now coming under some pressure from Angus Pulford, and Pulford makes a very nice pass, just moved out in the braking zone and made a very clean move to get himself up into third position. So now Brody Tilbrook back there in fifth place currently looks to make the move on Scorgi as they go up the inside. Oh, he tried to make a move on Scorgi and Angus Pulford both at the same time, and it almost ended in tears. So now he's got some ground to make up. Pulford has held on to third position as Scorgi, well, it was almost into the back that time of Pulford going down the front straight. So Brody Tilbrook in that OTK kart really trying to get himself back up into the battle as Scorgi makes the move on Pulford now. So the battle is really for third as first and second start to spread themselves out. 0.6 of a second the difference. Pulford grabs the spot back from Scorgi coming off the top turns, and Tilbrook at the inside of Scorgi again. Tilbrook is in such a hurry, he's not allowing himself the chance to set up a passing move. He's just making lunge after lunge, and that's going to end in tears. He really needs to work through and just take his time. He's got the kart speed, there's no doubt about that, but he has to work through a passing move rather than just trying to throw the kart into a hole and hope for the best. Again, he's caught up onto the back for this third place battle, led by Angus Pulford. Jamie Lee Scorgi, he goes to the inside of Scorgi and this time sets up a proper pass and makes the move up into fourth position. So as the leader, Josh Buggy pulls away from Thomas Randall at the front of the field. Angus Pulford sits in third, but Brody Tilbrook will now be setting his sights on that third position, has almost regained all the ground he lost by the start infringement. With only two laps left to go for our leaders, who maintain a good pace at the front of the field. A 36.0 for Josh Buggy. A 36.1 for Thomas Randall. Tilbrook completes the pass and makes his way up into third position ahead of cart number three, Angus Pulford. Jamie Sleescorgie is back there in fourth position with Jamie Luff in sixth. Sadler, Mann and Cooper rounding out the positions. Last lap, and Josh Buggy heads under the start-finish tower. So Buggy leads the way by over 1.3 seconds. Pulford sits back there behind Brody Tilbrook. Jamie Sleescorgie in fifth position. Jamie Luff, Michael Suller, Thomas Mann and Chris Cooper round out the running order here in the pre-final of the Junior National Lights. Checkered flag out for Josh Buggy, who takes the win. Thomas Randall home in second. Brody Tilbrook up into third. Angus Pulford fourth. Jamie Sleescorgie in fifth. Then it's Jamie Luff, Salah, Mann and Cooper rounding out the running order. An interesting interesting pre-final for Junior National Light. Up next, it is the Rookies. This is the ACT Titles, proudly brought to you by Stable Karting.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and studies with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rookies out on the circuit. Sean Shibiteri will start from the pole. Cody Balding out of position number two. The third of the Littenbergers, Travis Littenberger, will start out of position number three. Lachlan Chancellor, Josh Hemphill, Ryan Johnson, J.D. Witt, William Pagden, Josh Fife are the running order. As they're in good formation now, looking for a start. Not that time by. Not quite sure what that was. The 17 of Josh Hemphill ended up at the front of the field. Don't know how he managed to do that.
Thank you.
officials here looking at this start formation and not happy with them already having had one lap to get ready. They're racing this time, the outside line getting the jump. That is a good start for Cody Boulding. Sean Shibutari has dropped back four positions off the start as a couple of carts. William Pagden in the 29, and also I think that might be Josh Fife involved in that incident. In fact, no, it wasn't Josh Fife. He got through as J.D. Ewart. But for William Pagden, unfortunately, he is stuck in the sand trap and will not be able to proceed any further. Race leader heads towards the start-finish line to complete lap number one. Cody Boulding in good position there. Cody Boulding leads from Sean Shibutari, who dropped back to fourth position but worked his way back up to second. Lachlan Chancellor, Ryan Johnson, Travis Lissenberger has really not fared well off that start either, dropping back to fifth. Then it's Hemphill, Fife and Ewart. Race leader Cody Boulding has had 2 second place finishes, then a third in Heat 3 yesterday. Sean Shibutari won all three heats and has found his way back to the front, making a good pass around the top of the circuit. So Sean Shibutari out in front. Cody Boulding sits there in second position. They've got a huge gap now, over 1.5 seconds to Lachlan Chancellor. Travis Littenberger has worked his way back past Ryan Johnson, and Littenberger starting to make his way forward. Littenberger had a fourth place in heat number one, a third place in heat number two, a second place in heat number three. He was hoping that that trend might continue here in the pre-final, but that start has cost him. And he is now back, working his way up past Lachlan Chancellor to third position. So he's got plenty of pace, but now the work gets harder. His best lap has been a 37.820. Our leader is running in 37.4 second laps. So he needs to get a good strong run here and pick up the pace so he can run down these drivers at the front of the field. Sean Shibutari, a 37.481, his best lap of the race, giving him the opportunity to pull out almost a second lead over Cody Boulding, who sits in second position. His last lap, a 37.8, his best, a 37.733. Well, it's now Travis Littenberger, who has put in a 37.773. So the North Shore Kart Club driver in his top kart is starting to get up to speed and trying to reel in the second place man in Cody Boulding. We'll watch how he does over the next couple of laps. He's 3.5 seconds back currently. He's holding Lachlan Chancellor, that gap to Chancellor, quite steady. But he has got some work to do to be able to catch the leader, Sean Shibutari, or even Cody Boulding, who, as I said, is 1.7 seconds ahead of Littenberger now, and Littenberger is 3.5 seconds back from the lead. Shibutari across the line once again. Shibutari's last lap was a blinder. A 37.19, that's why he's opened up his gap now to 2 seconds between himself and the 88 card of Cody Boulding. A good lap that time by Travis Littenberger, a 37.75, so he's now the second fastest man out on the circuit. Littenberger closing in just slightly on Cody Boulding, but still a long way to go before he'll be battling for that second position, and there's only just under 5 laps remaining for our race leaders. Sean Shibutari, Travis Littenberger, then it's Cody Boulding, Travis Littenberger, Lachlan Chancellor,
Josh Hemphill has made the pass on Ryan Johnson. So Ryan Johnson starting to fade back through the field. And he's now coming under fire from the 70 cart of Josh Fife, who's trying to make a move around the outside as they head up the back straight. Leader across the line in the 55 card, it's Sean Chibiteri. From the 88 of Cody Balding, the 59 of Travis Littenberger. Then back to the 22 of Lachlan Chancellor. Then this good battle for fifth position, Josh Hemphill. Now it's Josh Fife ahead of Ryan Johnson. J.D. Wirt rounding out the field. So race leader is still Sean Chibiteri. His last lap of 37.192, his best of 37.191, shows the consistency that Chibiteri is putting out. Now he goes better still with a 37.171. The pace is picking up across the field though, a 37.793 for Cody Balding and a 37.362. This gap between second and third now down to 0.9 of a second. So in the last two laps, Travis Littenberger has pulled out about 0.4 of a second between himself and the second place man in Cody Balding. So this battle for second place may be alive as the laps continue to count down. It'll be interesting to see how much more Littenberger can pull out of him. Well, he lost some ground on that occasion. In fact, lost 0.1 of a second to Balding. So, as there's only a lap and a half left, Balding would have to make a mistake, you'd think, to lose second position to Littenberger. Chancellor is still battling back there in fourth, but then Hemphill and Fife. Fife makes the move. They're side by side through the dip as they come up on the back straight. And Hemphill and Fife having a great battle back there now as the leaders start their final lap. So Chibiteri then goes through on his final lap through the S's now. Balding and Littenberger. Fife trying to make a move on Hemphill. That's the battle for fifth position with Chancellor still in fourth. Fife and Hemphill. Hemphill in the 17 holding that position. Leader heading into the final turn. And it'll be a good victory by Sean Chibiteri, who takes the victory. Cody Balding home in second. Littenberger closed that gap up eventually to 0.4 of a second. Chancellor home in fourth. Now the battle for fifth. Hemphill looks like he's holding on. Hemphill, Fife and Johnson. What a great run that was. Fife, who came out of position number 9, got himself up to 6th place and was battling for 5th in the end. J.D. Wirt finishes tail end Charlie on the field. So the Sportsman 125 Heavy is up next here. The ACT titles of 2011 brought to you by Stable Karting.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Blow on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuplotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417-299-175. Yes, Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Bateman, Ironbark, Red and Yellow Box, all available cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408-694-464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Out of the field now, really making the most of a strong start, getting himself ahead of Wallen, who is certainly coming under some pressure now as Nick Kamalis in the 13, starting, and makes the pass. So Kamalis in the 13, up into second position now. Good driving here from Kamalis, who had 3 third place finishes yesterday and has now been able to turn that around to a second place. Wallen, the pole sitter, dropping 2 spots and would be quite frustrated that he is unable to match that pace he was showing in yesterday's racing. So Davey now leading by 1.2 seconds from Nick Kamalis. Kamalis then has got himself a 0.5 gap between himself and Kevin Wallen. Turnbull has got past Gillette and is making the most of some clear track as he tries to get himself further up the grid for the final later on this afternoon. Davey, a race leader. As I mentioned, 2 second places for Davey, then a win in heat number 3 to finish yesterday. Kamalis was consistent, but now is coming good at the right end of the meeting, getting himself up to a front row starting position. Wallen falling from pole back to third place. Half race distance is completed as Davey, Todd Davey, from the Newcastle Kart Racing Club, leading the way from Nick Kamalis, a combined districts member who's based in Lithgow. Then it's Kevin Wallen, the first of the Canberra drivers, followed by Turnbull, Gillette, Blackmore, Bloodworth and Peters. Sportsman, 125 heavy pre-final, heading towards the ACT titles and the championship race right after our lunch break today. Leader, still Todd Davey, 1.6 seconds ahead of Kamalis. Wall and Turnbull, Gillette, Blackmore, Bloodworth and Peters. The racing staying stagnant, no one really battling for position. Wallen would be looking to try and close up that gap, though, to bring himself back into contention. But as yet, has not been able to get that pace he needs out of that cart. The Monaco cart of Kevin Wallen, just trailing the Tony cart of Nick Kamalis. So Jack Turnbull, he started out of position 5, has got himself 1 spot to position 4 ahead of Christopher Gillette. Turnbull, a 6th, 5th, 4th placing in the heats. He's now 4th in the pre-final and will be hoping to show some speed as he gets to the final later this afternoon. At the moment, the best lap on the circuit is Todd Davey, a 32.347 second lap. He turned on lap number 6. His last lap, a 32.455, was over a tenth of a second faster than the next fastest kart on the circuit. Across the line, and it's a 32.405 once again for Todd Davey. Kamalis with a 32.441, his best lap of the race. And then it's Kevin Wallen with a 32.596. His best, a 32.536. So laps counting down. Two laps remaining this time by for your race leader. Todd Davey, Nick Kamalis and Kevin Wallen. They're well spread out around the track. Then this big gap back to Jack Turnbull, who's trying in the Ruse construction entry. Gillette, Blackmore, Bloodworth and Paul Peters as the leader heads round. Down the pit straight now into the pit turn. And Todd Davey under the start finish line. The marshal showing him the last lap board and the white flag. Wallen back there in third. That'd be a frustrating run for him, knowing that he had so much lost on the start when Davey was able to jump him, and then Kamala soon into the race put him back down there in third position. So to the checkered flag, and a good victory to Todd Davey. Todd Davey first, Kamala second, third to Wallen, fourth to Turnbull, fifth Gillette. Then it's the 18 of Mark Blackmore in sixth. Bloodworth in the 16 comes home in seventh place. And rounding out the field will be Paul Peters, almost going a lap down in eighth position. So the Sportsman 125 heavy. Their pre-final complete. Now it's to the Sportsman 125 super heavy, which should be another interesting battle here in the Stable Karting ACT titles of 2011. Just a reminder, of course, the July round of the Canberra Kart Racing Club is held in conjunction with the Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids. It's on the 2nd and 3rd of July. We hope you can get across to Grenfell for what will be a fantastic weekend. Free practice on the Friday. You can get more information at www.grenfellkartclub.org.au. And the next race meeting, Sunday the 5th of June. It's the last club day before the Bob Hine. Should be great fun, friendly atmosphere in that great country environment. The Bob Hine Memorial, of course, in July, and the next Grenfell Kart Racing Club meeting, Sunday, the 5th of June. We look forward to seeing you all there.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Austrian Australian Club is a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart. The Austrian Australian Club is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. till late. It offers bar and gaming facilities with the latest poker machines, a smoker's area and fully licensed restaurant, with a function hall that caters from 30 to 200 people. It's the ideal venue for weddings, anniversaries, dances or any special occasion. A smaller room is also available and perfect for meetings, luncheons or any other function. The Austrian Australian Club is located at Hurd Street in Mawson.
Underway and racing here in Sportsman Super Heavy. Bruce Otter, the man off the pole position, with Eddie Ruiz in second position. Otter leading the way from Ruiz across the line. Then it's Owen Guthrie, Greg Williams, Jacob Blair, Rodney Frankson, Ian McPhee, the running order on lap number one. So as the leader, Bruce Otter pulling away noticeably at the front of the field, already has established a 0.8 second lead. Ruiz back there in second position. Owen Guthrie 1.4 seconds back from Eddie Ruiz. Race leader through the S's quite cleanly. Bruce Otter looking unchallenged. He finished first in heat number one and heat number three yesterday, finishing third placing in heat number two. Eddie Ruiz, well, second in heat number one, first in heat number two, and then disaster in heat number three, where he finished back in sixth position. Owen Guthrie, two fourth place finishes, then a second. Jacob Blair, who currently runs in fifth position behind Greg Williams, had a sixth, a second and a third, whilst Williams had a third and two fifth place finishes yesterday. So as start to concertina back together in the middle of the field, it's Bruce Otter leading the way from Eddie Ruiz in the Ruiz construction cart. Bruce Otter, of course, in the stable carting, Bruce's Bobcats and Landscaping entry. Now it's this battle for third, which Williams in the 15 cart closing in on Guthrie in the 83, looking to really start to mix it up here in the middle stages of this pre-final for the super heavies. Looks like Ian McPhee just having troubles there, not getting himself up to speed at all as a race leader. Bruce Otter across the line in a 33.050. That's his best lap of the race. He's 0.4 of a second faster than Eddie Ruiz, who's lapping at a 33.4. He also had his best lap that race, as did Greg Williams, who's made the pass on Owen Guthrie. And now it's Jacob Blair, who's really putting the blowtorch to the back of the 83 cart. And Guthrie under all sorts of pressure from Jacob Blair now as they head around the top of the circuit. Rodney Franks is out there in sixth place. Then it's McPhee who rounds out the field. So what can Greg Williams do now? He's got some track position up into third place. That's his best position since heat number one in Saturday. With nine laps left to go, Eddie Ruiz now has got a 1.7 second gap back to Greg Williams. But Williams is on a tear. Williams' fastest lap of the race, though, still 0.2 of a second slower than the best from Eddie Ruiz. But his last lap was 0.02 of a second quicker than Ruiz. They're across the line again, and Ruiz has responded. Now 0.1 of a second quicker than Williams on that last lap. So Otter, again dropping his best lap to a 33.011. A 33.011, a great lap for Bruce Otter. If you look back to the heavies who were running, try to compare their laps to what Bruce Otter is running currently. I think a couple of those drivers were in the 32s, but the majority of the field was in the 33s, and Otter trying now to get down into the 33 second laps. In fact, Otter, a 33.05, is half a second slower than what Todd Davey was in the previous pre-final. So Otter, not too far off the pace of the heavies, even though he is running at 200 kilos as opposed to the 180 kilos which was being run by the heavies in this Sportsman 125 class. So the race leader across the line to complete lap number 10. Bruce Otter, a 33.2 second lap. Eddie Ruiz, 5.5 seconds back. a 33.68. Greg Williams, a further 1.9 seconds back from Ruiz, and he did a 33.617. The rest of the field in 34 seconds or worse. Across the line, and Otter now closing in on Ian McPhee to put him one lap down. Not sure if, quite possibly, Otter will have to deal with the back marker of Ian McPhee, but having a 6 second buffer to Eddie Ruiz, you wouldn't think that that would prove any difficulty for him. Still, Ruiz maintaining his, in fact increasing his advantage over Greg Williams. It's now out to 2.29 seconds. Racing. Interesting battle early in the race between Williams, Blair and Guthrie, but those battles now have sorted themselves out. As I say that, we have perhaps a battle starting to appear here between Owen Guthrie and Rodney Franks. Oh, they touch going into turn number one. It was Rodney Franks up the inside of Guthrie, and now Guthrie has been caught in the kitty litter, and Guthrie won't be able to get his cart out of there. That's unfortunate. Rodney Franks, I think, might have surprised him a little bit. So Owen Guthrie, who started in position number three now, has found himself a DNF, and he'll be forced to start at the rear of the field in the final. So a frustrating run comes to an end for Owen Guthrie. Race leader Bruce Otter heads down the pit straight for the penultimate time. Otter to the white flag, leading the way. No pressure on Otter as he starts his final lap. Eddie Ruiz doing a good job back there in second position. Greg Williams in third. Then it's Blair, Franks and McPhee rounding out the running order. It'll be interesting to see if Franks is spoken to following this event, as that coming together did see Owen Guthrie off the circuit. Checkered flag is waving now as Bruce Otter crosses the line. Eddie Ruiz home in second position. Greg Williams there in third. Blair in fourth. Franks in fifth. And McPhee is one lap down in sixth position. So Sportsman Super Heavy, an interesting battle there right throughout. Otter dominating from Ruiz, but then it was Williams who drove up through the field from that fifth place starting position to grab third place. Junior Max up next here at the Stable Karting ACT titles of 2011. It's the fifth round of the Canberra Kart Racing Championship.
Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Collie Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239-2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Biozoom, offer quality cleaning products. Call Sundays at Low on 0418-964-378. Biozoom, use our racing club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers,
laundry liquid, Eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. Yeah. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal car cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products, call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. BioZoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for Junior Rotax Max here. Chris Anthony will start from the pole. Michael Stewart won the first two heats, but DNF'd in heat number three, which has cost him that front row starting position. Chris Anthony with two second places and a win in heat number three. Lachlan Gibbons starts out of position number three. Thomas Randall out of four. Alex Nicholson, Alex Griffiths, Caitlin Wood and Corey Donnelly make up the eight starters here in the pre-final of a Junior Rotax Max. A start away, and it was Anthony who got the start. Stewart had to defend his position. He got to the inside very quickly there, as he knew he'd missed the start slightly. Jumping quickly was Thomas Randall, out of position number four, and he now works his way up in third position, was putting all sorts of pressure onto Stewart as they went into turn number one. They worked their way around the top of the circuit, and your race leader is the 21 of Chris Anthony. Stewart sits in second position, just 0.2 of a second behind the Sapphire Coast Club, a driver of Chris Anthony. Then it's back to the Victorian of Thomas Randall, Gibbons. Then it's Griffiths, Nicholson, Wood and Donnelly, running order here in the pre-final of Junior Rotax Max. Anthony, a good job by Anthony at the front of the field, holding off Stewart for the moment. Stewart would be mindful of ending his day yesterday with that DNF. He won't want to make any bad decisions whilst trying to make the pass here, as he sits right on the back bumper of Chris Anthony in the 21 card. So it's the 21 of Anthony, the 51 of Michael Stewart. Then it's the 94 of Thomas Randall, the 18 of Lachlan Gibson. Gibbons, 81 of Griffiths, 27 of Nicholson, 20 of Wood, and Corey Donnelly in the 61. So, Anthony looking over his shoulder. Stewart has definitely got him worried as they head up the back straight this time. But Stewart, just although he is slightly faster than Anthony is mixing it up well. In fact, Anthony on that last lap has got his best lap of the race, a 32.097. A good lap there by Anthony, who is really starting to get with the program now. Stewart, for the first three laps of this race, was faster than Anthony, and now Anthony has found the line and rhythm. But as I say that, Stewart makes the move up the inside, and Stewart makes the pass for the lead. So although Anthony had become the quicker kart, Stewart had worked out his way to set up for the pass. Lachlan Gibbons has got past Thomas Randall to take that third position, as Stewart is the new race leader. So Anthony not letting him get away, as Stewart now works up over the rise. Some great battles here right throughout the pack. Gibbons, Randall, Griffiths, Wood gets a position back from Nicholson, and Donnelly rounds out the field. Five laps completed, about to complete lap number six here in a Rotax Max, since Michael Stewart leads the way. His best lap previously was a 32.1. He's dropped that time to a 31.9 on his first full lap as the race leader. A 32.014, the best for Chris Anthony. Gibbons now 3 seconds back from that battle for first and second position as, under pressure, Randall has Griffiths look up the inside of him, and Randall will be dropped back another spot as Alex Griffiths takes fourth position. So Stewart starting to pull away at the front of the field. Anthony falling back a half a second on that lap. Then it's back to Lachlan Gibbons. Gibbons in the 18 cart now has got Alex Griffiths behind him, but Thomas Randall not giving him any relief. Caitlin Wood, Alex Nicholson and Corey Donnelly round out the running order as the leader heads across the line once again. Stewart, a 31.881, resetting his best lap mark. So Stewart pulling away at the front of the field, really dominating this race now. Stewart, Anthony, Gibbons, Griffith, Randall, Wood, Nicholson and Donnelly, the running order, as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again. This battle for third, fourth and fifth has been an interesting one, but they are now starting to string out. Caitlin Wood just looking to close up on Thomas Randall, but hasn't quite got the speed down in the bottom section of the track to be able to capitalise on the advantage she's showing at the top of the circuit. Stewart increases his best lap performance to a 31.817 on that last lap. He goes better again, a 31.836. 31.990 for Anthony becomes his best in his Monaco kart. So it's Canberra, Stewart, Sapphire Coast, Anthony, Gibbons with the North Shore Karting Club, then Alex Griffith from Dubbo, Oakley in Victoria for Thomas Randall, Caitlin Wood from Newcastle, then Nicholson, Canberra, and from the North Shore Karting Club, Corey Donnelly, rounding out this 8-kart field. 4 laps left to run. Stewart leading the way from Anthony. Gibbons back there in third position. Alex Griffith now getting some pressure applied to him by Thomas Randall in the 94 kart. So the 81 and 94 starting to mix it up again as they concertina back together. Griffiths and Randall, they had an interesting battle a few laps ago as we have 3 laps left to run. Can those two mix it up again? Caitlin Wood showing that speed. She's closing up. So, 2 Tony carts and the FA cart of Randall. The meat in the sandwich, as it were. As now, Randall working hard, looking to set up Griffiths at the top of the straight, but just a little too far back to be able to complete it. 2 laps remain for Stewart, who heads across the start-finish line now. But our focus and attention is on the battle for fourth position, where Griffiths is holding off Randall, and Wood is on a charge as well. She's starting to really close in and make this a 3-way battle, and it looks like Lachlan Gibbons is also falling off the pace, so this could become very quickly, and in the lap and a half remaining, a battle for third position as well. But at the moment, it's a battle for fourth, as, oh, pulling out of line that time was Wood, and I think Wood has made the pass completed. It wasn't pretty, but Randall will be shuffled back a further spot. Last laps commenced by our leaders. It was Wood who made the pass that time. Up on Randall, as I said, it wasn't the nicest, smoothest of passes, but it was effective. And she is up into fourth position as Stewart heads down the pit straight for the final time. Michael Stewart will take the pole position in the Junior Rotax Max final as he takes the win in the pre-final. Second place goes to Chris Anthony. Lachlan Gibbons holds on for third. Fourth place will be Alex Griffiths. A good drive by Griffiths of Dubbo. Then it's back to Caitlin Wood in fifth. Sixth place will go to Thomas Randall. 7th place to Alex Nicholson, and 8th place to Corey Donnelly. A very interesting battle there in Junior Otax Max, the open performance carts, next out on the circuit. This is the stable karting ACT titles of 2011.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Apex Plumbing are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're located at Unit 1 of 48 Brook Street in Mitchell. Whether you need to unblock a drain or have a complete system installed, Apex Plumbing are the people to call. Apex Plumbing, Unit 1, 48 Brook Street, Mitchell. Give them a call on 0417 299 175. That's 0417 299 175. Yes Firewood Supplies are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club, delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murray and Bateman. Ironbark, red and yellow box, all available, cut to the required size. Contact Terry Scorgi on 0408 694 464. That's Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 36 years, and proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Open performance, the first of our open performance class carts coming out now. These drivers are driving for DD2 points. Of course, the DD2 class split into two here. Points in the national championship, or drivers competing for national championship points. Battling out in the second of the races. The open performance drivers in this class are out there having, well, a bit of fun. And, well, battling it out, of course, for points in the Canberra Kart Racing Club Championship. Ricky Capo will start. Capo will start from the pole. Gordon Wells starts out of position number two. Michael Hazelton starts out of position number 3. Jake Lambie out of position number 4. Brett Staples out of 5. And Greg Williams out of position number 6. So, as they form up around the top of the circuit, all in readiness for the pre-final of Open Performance. I should call this Club Open Performance. As they head through to the start, a good start, even start off the front row. It's V. Capo who gets the jump up the inside. Hazelton makes the move, but Wells immediately tries to fight back. Hazelton holds on as they head through the S's for the first time. All single file now as they head towards the back straight, and it is Capo who leads the way. Hazelton with a great start ahead of Wells, Lambie, Staples and Williams rounding out the running order as they head around the top of the circuit for the first time. Race leader is Ricky Capo. He had a strong performance yesterday with 3 heat race wins. Hazelton sits in second position. A DNF in heat number 1 really cost him badly in the points. He fought back with 3rd and 2nd in the subsequent heats. And now he's looking to put the pressure on Capo to really make the difference here in this pre-final and to assure himself of that pole position. Pre-final positions determine the starting position for the final later this afternoon. As across the start-finish line, Ricky Capo leads the way. Hazelton, Wells, Lambie, Staples and Williams. So, Club Open performance. Capo still with 0.3 of a second gap last lap. It's closed up markedly. It's less than a cart length now as they work their way through the pit turn and towards the start-finish line. Capo. Then it's back to Hazelton. You can see the drivers, how busy they are in these DD2 carts as they're shuffling gears up and down. around this 800-metre layout at Canberra. They head up the back straight now. Around the top of the circuit, it is still Capo holding off Hazelton. The gap, less than 0.3 of a second, last time by. Race time, a 31.2 for Capo. This time, it's a 31.4. Behind him, Hazelton with a 31.3, slightly faster, but that time, Hazelton must have missed a gear change coming out of the S's, because he has dropped back markedly on Capo as they head around the top of the circuit. So Capo leading the way from Hazelton. Wells back there in third. Lambie behind him with Staples and Williams rounding out the running order. Capo making the most of it. Two gear changes down into the Revolution Race gear, turn number one. You then see them flicking the lever to get themselves back up as they head up the back straight. Capo, a 31.2 that time by, and got the advantage when Hazelton made the mistake there and dropped to a 31.7 behind Capo. The Geelong driver, Ricky Capo, leading the way from Michael Hazelton. Hazelton from Canberra, Gordon Wells, Jake Lambie, Brett Staples and Greg Williams rounding out the running order there as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Hazelton closing in on Capo once again. So Ricky Capo across the line. Hazelton looked to the inside, couldn't quite pull off the pass. The gap there now has gone from 0.6 of a second the previous lap down to 0.08 of a second. As they head up the back straight now, they work their way around the top of the circuit. Capo and Hazelton, there's nothing between these two drivers. Only a mistake being the difference so far, where Hazelton missed a gear change out of the S's a few laps ago. Across the line once again, and Capo, Hazelton, then it's Williams. Behind him, the S&P security card of Jake Lambie, followed then by Brett Staples and Greg Williams. Problems there for Staples as he went through the S's, and Williams is off the circuit. I didn't see if Williams came off at all, but certainly hasn't triggered the scoring that time by. So Williams, the DNF, that will mean he will start from position number 6 in the club open performance class in the final. The battle is still on at the front of the field between Ricky Capo and Michael Hazelton. There'll be 5 laps, 2/3 race distance completed this time by Capo and Hazelton. Nose to tail. As, oh, Capo missed the apex of the corner going into Revolution Race Gear, turn number one. And that is going to give Hazelton all the momentum he needs now. Capo, he would lose a bit of mental pressure applying to him as Hazelton looks to go up the inside, heading into the top turns. It always takes a little while to get your head back into the space you need to be after you make a mistake. And that's what Hazelton was trying to capitalise upon that lap, but unable to complete the pass. So with 3.5 laps left to travel, Ricky Capo from Geelong leads Michael Hazelton, Gordon Wells, Jake Lambie, Brett Staples, as we said before, Greg Williams is out of this event. 3 laps. Capo, can he hold on? Hazelton is certainly applying plenty of pressure. Hazelton again looking to the inside, but just couldn't quite make the turn. Hazelton backed off well to give himself a good strong run out of the S's that time. He's got great momentum on Capo. What can he do at the end of the straight? Capo responding. Hazelton trying to make a move up the inside, but still can't quite pull off the pass. Hazelton really working hard here. That DNF in heat number one yesterday cost him a front row starting position, you would feel. And now Capo, who has won all three heats, has got a lap and three quarters to hold on, as Hazelton again getting the run out of the S's, but this time got caught on the back bumper of Capo as he tried to make a move. That cost him some ground that time. 0.09 of a second, the difference between first and second, as they come to the white flag now. Last lap board is out. Hazelton is up beside Capo as they went past the start finish line. He makes the pass, and Hazelton is to the front on the final lap. Hazelton and Capo. Capo looked like he missed the entry into the corner once again, and that was just enough. Hazelton, who'd been pressuring him right the way around those last few laps, got the mistake he needed and capitalised on it. So as they run to the checkered flag, Hazelton, who started from position number three, has died at the finish line, and Capo comes through to take the win. Hazelton had the chain break as he came through the dogleg on the final lap and still rolls across the line in second place. Third place, Gordon Wells. Then it was Jake Lambie in fourth. Fifth place, Brett Staples. Greg Williams, a DNF. A big finish to Club Open Performance. Now, it is the DD2 points race. Four DD2 points to help get them over to Europe and the DD2 World Finals. This is the pre-final. 17 entrants for it. It will be a race not to be missed. Part of the ACT titles of 2011.
Universal Trusses and Frames are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your roof trusses, floor trusses or wall frame requirements, check out the people who know. Universal Trusses, they're at 52 Shepherd Street in Hume. Give them a call on 6260 1436. Universal Trusses, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Grand Prix Karting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. At 39 Colley Street, Fishwick, Grand Prix Karting offer fun for all ages. There's no height restriction, that's all indoors, and kids' parties are a speciality. The prices are great, and it's more than just racing. Grand Prix Karting offers catering, supplying everything you need, or you can bring your own. Grand Prix Karting, give them a call on 6239 2288. Grand Prix Karting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Roos Constructions has over 10 years experience in building new homes, developing house and land packages, or knocking down and rebuilding on your land, along with their commercial construction experience. Visit their display home in Ford, or the brand new display home in Bonner, or visit the website www.roosconstructions.com.au. Roos Constructions, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for Open Performance DD2. As big field, 17 carts look to greet the starter. Should be a very interesting race. Damien Ward starts from the pole. Travis Miller out of position number two. Ward from Queensland, Miller from Victoria. Ends Tom from Queensland. Then it's Jason Pringle, Thomas McDonald, Brindley Greed, Jack Lindgren, Mark Flug, Hughes, Donnelly, Delamont, McLean, Ruse, Wall, Bink, Boyd and McLaughlin. One spinner there early. It's the nine cart of Shannon McLean, who spins early as the pack still sorting itself out as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Ward, Miller and Ensby, certainly the carts that have jumped away at the front of the field. So as they come through to complete lap number one, it is the seven of Ward leading from Miller. Ensby in the 29 cart runs in third place. Then it's back. Pringle, Flood, McDonald, Hughes, Lindgren, Greed, Donnelly, Bink, Boyd, Ruiz, McLean, Delamont, Coughlin and Wall rounding out the field. Up the inside, oh, Ensby gets into the side of Miller that time and takes second position, and it looks like that's going to be costly because Miller, trying to get it back up to speed, got into that battle with Jason Pringle, getting right into his back bumper. So, change at the second position allows Damian Ward to pull out to a 1.3 second advantage. Ensby, Miller, Pringle, Flood are the top five. McDonald, Hughes, Lindgren, Greed and Donnelly is the 10. Then it's Bink. Ruse gets the position past Boyd. Then it's McLean, Delamont, Coughlin and Wall. So as Damian Ward comes across the line to complete lap number 3, Ensby. Now Miller under fire as Pringle tries to make a move on him. Can't quite pull it off. They work through the S's that time. Oh, getting out of shape, Mark Flood. So that's going to put him in danger of Thomas McDonald making a move on him up the back straight now. McDonald looks to the inside and completes the pass. Can Flood? No, the floodgates have opened on him as he's about to get freight trained. Hughes gets through as well. Now Flood has to try and fight for every position till he can fall back into line. Looks like he definitely lost two spots that time. Flood. Also Brindley Greed starting to make his move forward. Greed now through the dip and up onto the back straight. He got past Jack Lindgren on that last lap, so he's fighting hard. Greed, a 7th, 6th and 8th place finishes across the weekend. All the while Damian Ward, he's completed the first third of this race untroubled at the front of the field. 2.3 seconds his advantage over second place runner Kyle Ensby. Miller's back there in third. He is closing up that gap to himself and Ensby. So it'll be interesting to see how that battle plays out throughout the rest of this race. They have been, well, they were ferocious at it in the early laps. Pringle now trying to consolidate his spot. He doesn't have much of a breathing space ahead of McDonald, who's got Hughes and also then Flood trying to fight for those positions that he lost a few laps ago. So Damian Ward, one cart, Wall has pulled off the... No, that's Mitchell Bink, who's off the circuit, along with Luke Wall, who's also DNF'd. So Bink and Wall both going to have a hard job here in the final coming up later this afternoon. Race leader through the S's, Damian Ward holding on to his position at the front of the field. Ensby, Miller, Pringle, McDonald, Hughes, Flood, Greed, Lindgren, Donnelly, Boyd, Ruiz, Delamont, McLean and Coughlin, the only runners left out on the circuit. Ward completes another lap. He now holds a 3.1 second advantage over the Queenslander, Kyle Ensby, or his fellow Queenslander, I should say, Kyle Ensby. Ensby has got Miller right on his back bumper as they head up the back straight once again. And Miller looking to the inside, doesn't get the nose in there through the top turns to be able to complete the pass. They head down into the pit turns now. 6 laps left to run. And Ensby in his top card just finding the running. A bit harder now that Miller is putting the pressure on him. So it's 2 Queenslanders at the front of the field, 2 Victorians running in 3rd and 4th, then the first of the New South Welshmen in Thomas McDonald, another of the Victorians in Kane Hughes, and then the rest are from New South Wales with Flood, Lindgren, Donnelly, Brindley Greed, Boyd, Ruiz, Delamont, McLean and Coughlin. Ward has checked out 3.5 seconds in front of the field. Ensby is holding off Miller as Miller just can't quite find the weakness he needs to be able to get the jump on Ensby. Pringle is falling back into the clutches now of Thomas McDonald. So here comes McDonald, looks to the inside. Pringle's closed the door on him just as he was about to put his nose in there. So Pringle has backed up McDonald, which means Hughes will have a run at him, heading up the back straight this time. So it's been a very interesting battle for the minor placings as they work their way down across the start-finish line with three laps left to run. It's Damien Ward, your race leader. Then it's Ensby, Miller, back then to Pringle, McDonald, Hughes, Flood. They're staying in formation at the moment. No one can afford to give away any ground whatsoever as they head through the dip and up onto the back straight. Everyone just wanting to maintain as good a position as they can find. Two laps left for Damien Ward, your race leader. Oh, into the dirt that time. Thomas in the 10 car. Thomas McDonald in the 10 car. He's managed to keep the others behind him. In fact, Flood lost another position out of that. Pringle has held on to his spot. So McDonald now with all the pressure on him. Hughes, Lindgren, Flood all nose to tail. As the white flag comes out, we'll have an interesting last lap for sure. Ward is leading. Ensby. And now it's Miller. Miller not close enough to make a move on him. Pringle's got some breathing room, but McDonald has to get him back up to speed. He works through the S's now with Hughes, putting plenty of pressure on him. Hughes working through the dip and up onto the back straight as they come towards the top turns for the final time. Everyone stays in single file. Hughes trying to put the pressure on McDonald as Ward takes the victory in the pre-final. They come to cross the line, touching further back in the field. We pick up Ensby, Miller, Pringle, but then it's McDonald. A big move towards the end by Mark Flood doesn't come off. Kane Hughes holds him off. Flood, Lindgren, Donnelly, Greed, Ruiz, Boyd, Delamont, and McLean, with Coughlin rounding out the field. Fantastic racing there in the open performance DD2 pre-final. It's going to be a very exciting final later on this afternoon to close off the racing. We're going to take a short lunch break here at the ACT titles of 2011 and then be back with all the finals action right after this. This is the ACT titles brought to you by Stable Karting. We hope you've enjoyed the pre-final action here, day two of this event.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.